morning, neighbor. How are you today? Time again for Moments of Melody. First day of school. The boys and girls registered, and the teacher let them make their own rules and punishments for disobeying them. They decided there would be no stealing, no fighting. The punishment for doing these things would be 10 stripes across the bare back. Sometime later, one of the boys couldn't find his lunch. The boys and girls looked everywhere, and finally, each one was questioned. Little Jim was found guilty. Perhaps he was hungry. He came from a poor home. But whatever his reason for doing it, he was guilty. And so the teacher commanded him to take off his shirt for his punishment. As he took off his shirt, all saw how weak and underfed he was. And then as he walked to the front, he was crying, "I can't take it! I can't take it!" Jimmy's pitiful cry touched many hearts. And just then, Big Tom, a strong fellow, stood up and said, "I'll take Little Jim's place." The teacher turned to the boys and girls and asked, "Will it be all right if Big Tom takes Little Jim's punishment?" "Yes, yes." And they agreed this would be just and fair. And so Big Tom took off his shirt and received the stripes across his bare back, which were Little Jim's due for stealing the lunch. Then the teacher said, "Little Jim, you come now and take your punishment." "Oh, no," shouted the children. "You can't punish Big Tom and Little Jim, too. Big Tom took Little Jim's place, and Jim is free." The teacher now turned to the children and said, "Yes, you are right. Little Jim is free, and this is just what I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus and ourselves. We are all guilty sinners and deserve to be punished forever. But the Lord Jesus went to the cross and bore our punishment instead. Like Big Tom, he took our place. And if we believe in him and accept him as our substitute, we go free. God, who in love gave his Son and punished him in our stead, will not punish us too if we believe in him." Now St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. "Dear brothers, feel free as I do about these things, for I am as free from those chains as you used to be. You did not despise me when I first preached to you, even though I was sick when I first brought you the good news of Christ. But even though my sickness was revolting to you, you didn't reject me and turn me away. No, you took me in and cared for me as though I were an angel from God, or even Jesus Christ himself. Where is that happy spirit that we felt together then? For in those days, I know you would have gladly taken out your own eyes and given them to replace mine, if that would have helped me. And now have I become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? These false teachers who are so anxious to win your favor are not doing it for your own good. What they are trying to do is to shut you off from me so that you will not pay attention to me any longer. It is a fine thing when people are nice to you with good motives and sincere hearts, especially if they aren't doing it just when I'm with you. Oh, my children, how you are hurting me. I once again am suffering for you, the pains of a mother waiting for a child to be born, longing for the time when you will finally be filled with Christ. How I wish I could be there with you right now and not have to reason with you like this, for at this distance I frankly don't know what to do."